Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Transfer window shut. Let's have a look at the action with Tony Scott from the Liverpool Echo. Morning, Toe.
Good morning, Steve.
All right, let's start with the lack of action for Ross Barkley. So Chelsea thinking they got their man last night. They're varying contradictions on some of the reports. He's obviously gone to London. Some are saying he's had a medical. Some are saying he hasn't. But he's decided personally it's not the right time to move from Everton.
I don't know where you start with this situation, Steve. It befounds me of what Ross Barkley, who he thinks he is and how he's holding the club to ransom. I just don't know where he's coming from. He's got a move which he wanted to the Champions for £35 million. Clubs has agreed the fee. Now, he decides at the last minute, mid-medical, to walk out of the deal. Now, we don't know the in-depth of the reasons why he's walked out of this deal, but his agent's saying one thing, Farhad Moshiri is saying another. Now, I know I want to believe, and I know the majority of Evertonians and the general public will believe, not agent talk, not rumours, straight from the top, Everton's hierarchy has said, Ross Barkley walked in, he's got a transfer, the club has agreed fee, and he's walked out of the deal when clubs had agreed to free a £35 million player. Now, what was interesting when we see him Farhad Moshiri on Sky Sports News yesterday, Jim White interestingly said, will he be playing again? Now, Farhad Moshiri could have easily said, yeah, we'll be looking to get him back in an Everton shirt. He's got time on his side to sort the deal out, etc. Moshiri said, technically, he's still with us. Now, that was a looming statement there for me. I think Ronald Koeman and Farhad Moshiri have made their minds upon Ross to go and sort your own career out. You're not wanted here at Everton no more. And I think the fans have slowly, after what happened last night, made their minds upon the situation of Ross Barkley.
There's a really interesting line, whether it's true or not, in the Telegraph. Matt Law's been writing about this. And he says, Barkley was uncomfortable with having his future dictated by Everton. So he informed Chelsea that he'll wait until January to make his decision on his move. It's almost the implication that Barkley feels it's Everton's fault.
But if it's Everton, don't forget, Everton offers Ross Barkley one of the biggest contracts in Everton's history to stay at the football club last season. He refused to sign that. And he refused to play, basically, not to play for Everton in the near future. So that Everton has to do something about it. Make sure you cut your profits and get in a massive fee of what you can do. We've seen what the fees are going for this summer. So whatever it needs to do is, Ross, go and sort your future out. You didn't sign a contract here. We want players who want to play for Everton. Ross Barkley doesn't want to play for Everton no more. Go and find yourself a club. Now, Ross Barkley's in no situation to be throwing ultimatums to Everton Football Club because he'd be nothing without Everton Football Club. Yeah, he's blessed with enormous amounts of ability. I'm not taking that away from him. But where would he be without Everton Football Club? Now, for him to basically, I know it's according to reports from different types of journalists, but for him to put the blame and to share the blame on Everton Football Club for demanding what his situation is, I think he's out of order, if that is true, which I don't think it is true. But I'm a firm believer that he doesn't want to play for Everton no more. And I think, in my opinion, he's bottled out of the move last minute.
Well, the other part of this story I'm reading is that Everton refused to deal with Tottenham on the final day of the transfer window. I mean, why would Everton be that bothered about selling Barkley to Tottenham?
Well, I refuse to believe that one as well, Steve. I think Everton want Ross Barkley out the door. Moshiri wants him out the door. Ronald Koeman definitely wants him out the door. That's in my opinion, by the way. So I just think that it doesn't matter who they sell to, whether it was to Liverpool or Chelsea, Tottenham. They are not interested. They want money for a player with 6 months now. Well, basically, it's going to be 6 months left on his contract now. They want him out the door. They want players who want to play for Everton. Like Vlasic yesterday, wanted to come in, young lad, wants to prove himself in the Premier League, wants to do well. Wants players who want to put Everton in the Champions League. Ross Barkley doesn't want to do that. He wanted to move elsewhere. Everton are only interested in players that want to play for Everton Football Club, and Ross Barkley isn't one of them.
Quite a few frustrated both Evertonians and Liverpool fans yesterday. Looking across social media, I didn't quite expect the response from Liverpool fans that I saw. That many saying they felt like FSG had let them down because they were expecting a £200 million spending spree on the final day that never came to fruition.
Well, I think the reports going from FSG, there was this war chest of 175, 200 million. Now, you can look at it both ways. You can say, yeah, we bid for Virgil van Dijk. We've got Abel Keita for next season. We bought Solanke, Robertson, Salah, Oxlade-Chamberlain. So you can see that side of it, that yes, he probably was £200 million to spend, and they have bid for players. But the bottom line is that what I was to ask every Liverpool fan at the end of May when Liverpool beat Middlesbrough and they were going to the Champions League qualifiers. If I was to ask the majority of Liverpool fans, yeah, which players do we need to sign? I guarantee one of them was a defensive midfielder straight away when Lucas was sold. You can guarantee one of them was a centre-back and you guarantee one of them was a goalkeeper. Now, I read between the lines. Now, that hasn't been sorted, Steve. Yeah, a defensive midfielder is coming in for next season. But that's all well and good next season, Steve. Ronald Koeman and Jurgen Klopp might be managers next season. 12 months is a long time in football. I'll rewind back to 12 months ago, Everton and Liverpool situation, totally different squads. So can you imagine next season when Keita comes in, totally different personnel at Liverpool? So I just think that's a dangerous ground to play on in regards to buying players this for this season. But there's no defensive midfielder, there's no centre-back, and there's no goalkeeper for Liverpool. Mm. Yet they've sold Wisdom, Sacco, Origi, Stewart, Lucas, players have all gone off the door. Solanke, Robertson, Salah, Oxlade-Chamberlain. Weird replacements. You could say there's an upgrade, yes, definitely. But I just identify the situations that Liverpool needed to improve on, and they haven't been improved on, in my opinion. I can see Liverpool scoring half-fulls of goals, but conceding them along the way. We all knew where Everton and Liverpool's Achilles heels were last season. Everton scoring goals, obviously, once Romelu Lukaku finished, it ended up at Manchester United. They haven't addressed that. Now the situation with Liverpool, we all know what Liverpool needs to improve on, and they haven't addressed that. So they've only got themselves to blame when Everton's aren't scoring enough amounts of goals this season and Liverpool are conceding them.
Were you expecting a late striker to come in for Everton, or did you just conceded at some point yesterday that nothing was going to happen?
We had rumours that they were trying last minute to get a certain type of striker, someone to obviously...
What sort of names?
Well, the names were obviously they were linked off. I believe they were Premier League proven players, which was alarming really, because Everton had two other eggs in one basket with Oliver Giroud, and he was their number one target. And according to obviously the stories that we were told from London, it was that Mrs. Giroud, Oliver's wife, lady, didn't want to come to Merseyside, and that was just one of them, isn't it? What you can do about it if your family comes first, isn't it? Obviously before football, and he's obviously staying down in London. So Everton have probably been naive in a situation where they should have got a plan B, plan C and plan D. But you can understand why they haven't spent £30-40 million on a centre-forward if he's not your plan A and plan B. Now, I totally get that. I think there was other areas of the field that needed addressing as well. The goalkeeper situation was critical. Centre-backs, obviously, they've got Pickford, Keane, Martinez, Carson, Sancho, Rooney, Sigurdsson and now Vlasic. All areas of the field have been improved on. It's just that key area now. And I'm happy if we can just keep going till Christmas and we've got 50, 60 million in the bank to improve and go and say to Arsenal in January, listen, where are you with Arsenal? You're not getting the game at Arsenal. Sanchez is at Ezier. Lacazette is at Ezier. You're not playing. Giroud, do you fancy it at Everton? And I think Everton have kept the powder dry, hoping that they're within 5th or 6th or 7th, a couple of points off, maybe a fourth spot come January, and then they can go and hit the big money with the big signings.
You sound relatively confident with what you've got up front, but it seems a little bit... I mean, out of the players you've got, who's going to score 15 to 20 goals this season?
Well, I look at Sandro, Rooney, Sigurdsson and Klaassen. Now, it's up to them to score 25 goals between them in that area. Rooney's got off to a great start already with two goals. Sigurdsson's well more than capable of hitting double figures. Sancho needs to hit the ground running, same with Klaassen and Vlasic. Don't forget, Calvert-Lewin's playing really, really well, and the onus is going to be on him to do a job for Everton. Now, Everton have lost 25 goals this season. There's no disrespect to Ronald Lukaku, fantastic striker. Now, they're going to have to make sure that they get them 25 goals from elsewhere. It's down to Rooney, Sigurdsson, Vlasic, Klaassen and Romero to do the business. They've got to get them 25 goals from somewhere. It looks so far, Sigurdsson scored last week, Rooney's got two. They are capable of it, so let's see what happens. But I just think spending 40 million, 50 million on a plan B, plan C, it's not what I want, and it's what Everton have done in the past as a situation where panic buying the last minute. I'd rather keep our powers today come January and go for the big hitter then.
And was it your understanding that Everton would have released Kevin Morales yesterday if someone had bid the correct price for him?
Yes, that's what we were told. We were told Kevin Morales was told to find a club, if you like. His attitude and training is undermined Ronald Koeman last week, and that's why he was left out of the squad. He was told to go to Belgium.
Wow, so it's a breaking point, is it?
Oh, it looks that way, Steve. We were told last week that his attitude and training has dropped dramatically, and Ronald Koeman doesn't have that, even if you're not out of the side. An example of that was Gareth Barry. Now, Gareth Barry's attitude is exemplary in training. Always has been, even when he's not off the side. Now, he's had a meeting with Ronald Koeman, and he's got his move to West Bromwich Albion, and all parties are happy with that. Gareth Barry's been a fantastic servant. What Kevin Morales needs to do is have a look at Gareth Barry, have a look how professional that lad is, and getting his head gets straight in training, working hard, total opposite Kevin Morales, on and off the pitch. I could name an handful of games over the 4 or 5 years Kevin Morales has been in Everton that he's played well. I just think his time's well and truly up at Everton. He may be a bit part player in the League Cup this season. He hasn't got his move. West Ham wants him on loan. Olympiacos wants him on loan. I think everyone just wants him to get out the door and wants a fee for him, really. So that didn't happen, but it wouldn't surprise me if come January, he'd be one of the first out the door too.
Right, is Scotty Best TV having a break for the international weekend?
Well deserved break, Steve. Well deserved break. Most definitely, I think, and the transfer activity took a lot out of me. So, I just think overall, I think if you were to ask Everton fans over the summer, deep down, would you have taken all them players we've signed? I think the majority of them would have said yes, bearing in mind, obviously, the Sanchez situation. Liverpool fans, I'd say maybe 6, 7 out of 10. Everton, maybe 7, 8 out of 10.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.